As the Navy resumed bombing exercises yesterday on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques, top defense officials went to Capitol Hill. They were defending the Bush administration's decision earlier this month to stop using the island for war games 2 years from now. The Pentagon officials were subjected to harsh questioning by both Democrats and Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The job of explaining to a deeply skeptical House committee just why the Navy decided to pull the plug on Vieques fell to the man who says he made that decision, Navy Secretary Gordon England. He said it was better to make plans now to leave Vieques than to wait for the results of a November referendum in which people of the island decide whether the Navy should end operations there 2 years from now.
And in my judgment, the judgment of a lot of other people, we will lose a referendum. So there is a foregone conclusion. We will be off in 2003, I think, by a lot of people. My view is make sure we can be there until at least 2003 or until 2003 so we have time to work on an alternative.
But most committee members weren't buying that rationale for ending the Navy's bombing runs on Vieques. Robin Hayes, a North Carolina Republican, made no bones about his disagreement.
It's clear to me that a mistake has been made here. And decision, and Mr. Secretary, you just said that you take responsibility for it. I would strongly suggest that you go back and revisit this issue.
Other lawmakers scolded the Navy Secretary for failing to first run the decision to leave Vieques by Congress before informing the news media. Roscoe Bartlett, a Maryland Republican, said the decision to leave Vieques was one that Congress, not the executive branch, should make.
This was so high profile, so important to the security of our country, don't you think that it might have been a good idea to at least consult with the Congress before you usurped their constitutional responsibility?
But it wasn't just Republicans who jumped on their president's Vieques decision.
You're being taken to the cleaners.
Mississippi Democrat Jean Taylor claimed the protests on Vieques against the Navy's exercises were actually being orchestrated by real estate developers vying for 16 miles of beaches on the island. And Taylor saw political motives behind the move.
I also deeply regret that this president is pandering to Hispanic votes based on limited knowledge of the true facts, and it's going to hurt national security in doing so.
But defense officials insisted that resentment on Vieques toward the Navy was such that holding exercises there indefinitely had become untenable. Admiral Vernon Clark, who's chief of naval operations, said many islanders wrongly believe the Navy's exercises are harming their health.
But when the populace is being told time and time again that the Navy is enlarging the hearts of the children on Vieques, this is a difficult thing for me to deal with. The evidence does not support that kind of belief, but these are the circumstances that we are in.
To which Congressman Taylor retorted,
Admiral, I think you need to go down to Vieques, go down to the town square in Isabela too, and say we're going to be a better neighbor, starting today.
And California Republican Duncan Hunter wanted to know from Navy Secretary England just how certain it was that the Navy would come up with an alternative bombing range to Vieques.
But you're hoping at this point, but you don't have that for sure.
We don't have that for sure.
So
no,
what we're
sir.
Doing is we're giving up an asset in hand that we do know for sure provides optimum training in return for a probability that we can find something else that's close to it, but we're not sure we'll have it.
England freely admitted the Navy so far has found no other site that would serve as well as Vieques for its training.
There are no good alternatives, but I do believe some are better than others. And in my judgment, again, I have made what I believe to be the best decision out of a lot of bad opportunities for this decision.
England, on behalf of the Bush administration, asked that Congress now cancel the November referendum on Vieques, which lawmakers ordered last year.
It is better that this decision be made by the Department of the Navy than by the voters on Vieques.
That sentiment was shared by Committee Chairman Robert Stump, an Arizona Republican, who after the hearing declared the referendum should be called off. But Stump added that he remained convinced the decision to abandon Vieques was the wrong one. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.